Back the KODY phone lines now. We have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean, of course, serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, good morning. Thank you for taking time for us again, sir.
Good morning. Great to be here.
We still need to get official bumper music for Sean.
We'll have to have Sean and Tanner work on that a little bit for us.
Like, you know, maybe the sounds of a hurricane blowing in or something.
Some strong winds.
A tornado siren.
Yeah, there we go.
Like that, yeah.
Now, Sean, cold temperatures throughout the weekend, and I think that kind of began late into last work week, actually.
Yeah, we had a cold front that came through with Arctic origins and dragged a bunch of cold air down. You know, thankfully, the brunt of the coldest air spilled off to the northeast of us. We're high enough here. Cold air is very dense, and we're high enough here out in western Nebraska that there are times that the because cold air being dense, you know, the coldest or the brunt of the cold air, you know, heads off to our east, and that's what happened. But still, I mean, we were -6 this morning, and that's about 40 degrees too cold for me. So it's yeah. The good news, though, is, you know, tomorrow, another cold day or another cold morning tomorrow, but then temperatures start to rebound for the rest of the work week and even into next weekend. And I'll tell you what, next weekend we might see highs in the 40s, which will be feeling great. That will just be wonderful, you know, to go outside and just enjoy the warmth.
We'll be able to start having some of the snow melted away as soon as we get to mid-work week, it seems like.
Though. That'll help, yeah.
It definitely will help, and the good news is I don't see any rain with it. I don't see any rapid warm-up. It's just a gradual warm-up, and this is what we need to really help the drought, is we just need a gradual warm-up that slowly allows the snowpack or the glacier that's sitting on top of us to melt, because then that can recharge the ground, you know, ground moisture in the ground soil, you know, put moisture back in the soil, and that will help with the drought conditions. So everything right now is looking good.
I had a question about that, Sean, with the snow on top and a gradual warm-up. I can agree and wholeheartedly agree with all that. But is the ground frozen enough that it acts as a shield and the water would run off without really percolating to lower levels?
Most definitely. We check ice observations every day or ice in the ground, you know, how deep the frost is in the ground.
Okay.
And believe it or not, it's one of the for this time of year, we're only sitting about 4 inches now here in North Platte, which I've been here where this time of the year we were at 18 to 24 inches of frost in the ground.
That's...
So, you know, that slow percolating kind of helps.
Good.
Another thing that we really can't model or don't have enough observations for, because of the exceptional drought and severe drought across, you know, west central Nebraska, many places just didn't have the moisture in the ground to get a good solid frost.
That's what I guessed.
Yeah, so it's interesting. What we don't want is what happened in March of 2019, a big closed low system that draws in a lot of warm. When I say warm, you know, temperatures in the upper 30s, moist air, where that storm just bombs out on top of us and drops, you know, a couple inches of rain and then snow, because that would accelerate the melt, and there would be nowhere for it to go but into our rivers and the drainages, and that's what happened in 2018 and the big flooding. Thankfully, we don't see anything like that right now.
And Sean, let's talk a little bit more about the forecast for the week that's upon us. It began yesterday with some colder temperatures, and those definitely continuing into today.
Yes, most definitely. And I mean, there's still some slight or light snow chances that will continue through today. I'll tell you, you won't see any accumulations. And if you see it, you might even look up above you and you might not even see some clouds in the sky. The atmosphere is so cold right now, it's just basically wringing out the moisture, whatever available moisture is in the atmosphere right now. So there still could be some flurries. But yeah, as you mentioned, you know, it's going to be cold. This Arctic air mass is sitting atop of us. But the way the Arctic air was was described to me at some point in college. You know, it's like the air acts like water in a bathtub, and it sloshes back and forth between the walls, which in this case, the walls would be the Colorado or the Rockies and the Appalachians. Thankfully, we're high enough on the wall that that cold air is going to slosh to the other way, and we'll see a nice little warm up, and then it'll start to moderate and won't be as cold anymore. So we'll start to see temperatures moderating actually starting tomorrow afternoon. Highs today, single digits for most locations, but by tomorrow, highs will be in the mid to upper 20s for most locations, and then we may be above freezing starting as early as Tuesday. So keeping those fingers crossed, but it looks pretty quiet this week and just gradual warm-up of temperatures. So if we can get through these next 2 days, we'll be good.
And like you said previously too, Sean, that warm-up could spark all the way up to near 40 degrees, which is almost unheard of for January, February, right?
Well, you know, this time of year we do see temperatures, you know, that moderate. I've been here where I've seen temperatures in the 60s in late January, early February, but it is above average. Right now our average high temperature is the coldest that it's going to be in the year, which is in the mid-30s. So we will be above average. And there is the potential, you know, we got this glacier sitting out on top of us right now, all this snow, and that's kind of moderating a lot of the air mass that's going to be coming this next week. But there might be the potential that some places might see mid-40s, which will just be so welcome and warm. And, you know, for those that want to go out and do some ice fishing, that, you know, it'll be one of those that, you know, you can sit out on a bucket and feel comfortable. You know, you don't need the heater and the little shed, you know, to keep you warm.
I have a quick question for you, Sean. Came from a listener for, you know, the mugs, and they wanted to know, you're always referring to records and years and stuff. They said, when was the first year that records were kept for the North Platte area?
Oh, very good. Ooh, question.
Excellent question. It was back in the 1880s, and I can get that information right now. I believe 1886, but let me double check that.
Well, I was going to say, if you didn't have that off the top of your head, bring it back next Monday. We'll talk about it then.
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. I can do that. It's definitely the 1880s.
Wow.
And our point of record here in North Platte. What's amazing to me is, this speaks to just this historian in me, is that there's been people that have been taking weather observations, you know, every single day here in the city of North Platte. And you think about the other towns and rural communities that we have. We have a family that their records go back over 125 years.
That's a legacy.
From a tiny little, a farm near a tiny little town up in the Sandhills. That's just amazing, you know, to me.
That's a legacy.
That's a legacy, yep. They've been nominated and have won awards. And, you know, there are people that do that all across the nation, which is just, it's really neat to think about.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
So two things. First, you may have noticed that, you know, the snow right now is very, very fine. So that's partly because we don't have the big dendrites that have grown. I mean, we're squeezing out all of the moisture in the atmosphere, but also there's what's known as a saltation effect. So as wind blows, it picks up particles of either sand or, in this case, snow crystals, and then they bounce along the ground and they continuously break. Well, we have a lot of flour type snow. When I say flour, like baking flour type snow. It doesn't take much wind, sometimes just a passing car to kick up and really, really limit visibilities. So if we have any wind here in the next day or two, or, you know, if there's any areas that can allow some of that snow to blow around, just be prepared for limited visibilities. And then the second thing, and this is really, really cool, we're excited about, this Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the North Platte Library, we are giving a weather talk that is geared to those that have autism. So there will be a lot of sensory learning, and, you know, it's open to anybody, the entire family, but, you know, it is geared toward those with autism because we will have a lot of sensory learning activities, you know, for those, and it's all going back related to weather and the seasons. So just want to invite anybody out there, 10:30 a.m. at the library. One of my colleagues, Jacqueline, is going to be giving that talk, and she's really, really good, good educator, and it'll be a lot of fun for the family.
That's an interesting concept.
It really is. You know, I'm looking. I have the sensory bottles that we're using for this weather talk in my office, and they're really neat. You know, you got the seasons, you got different types of weather like hail, you know, raindrops, and they're really, really cool. And we're excited for this.
That's awesome. Good hands-on approach. They'll be very educational.
Does Jacqueline have an outline or PowerPoint or something that she's going to work from on that? And if so,
yes,
man, I'd love to get a copy of that.
Yeah, it's going to be like, I think she has like maybe 8-10 slides, so it's very little, you know, very little electronic means. It's more going to be the hands-on, you know, and then talking about the different types of weather.
I'd love to get a copy of that just to see what she has going. I'll try to
maybe
see if I can work my schedule to be there Saturday morning.
You betcha. It'll be fun. A lot of fun. So we're looking forward to it. And we're looking for these opportunities, you know, to reach those, you know, that you know can benefit from learning about weather and you know other things like climate. So something we're really excited about here.
Well, Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Appreciate the great work that you do for our community and your willingness to come on the air each and every week. We look forward to doing it again this time in 1 week, sir.
It's always a highlight. Thank you very much.